Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the
Freaky
Freaky
Book
Book
Bitches.
Bitches. I want to apologize ahead of time. We had the majority of this episode recorded and then it didn't record. So
Aired out.
that was annoying. But anyway, this is our third book and our third episode and my favorite book that I've read so far. I will be posting covers of the books that we've read so far on our Instagram at Freaky Book Bees, BEES, and you guys can email me with more requests or just chat or whatever at freakybookbees@gmail.com. Today our book is called Taken by the Toaster, and it is by, oh my God, how did I forget already? I'm just a mess. Dick Thumper. It's an inanimate love story by Dick Thumper.
It's a great alias. I love it.
Yes. Yep. And at the very end, I'll give you guys his little bio that he has at the very end because it's pretty fun. Basically, this guy gets a Christmas present. I think we can guess what that present is. And yeah.
This is our first fan suggested book.
Yes, thank you. I forgot about that because I said, okay, yep. So, a listener request from Christy. This is for you. We're dedicating this one to you. So, Christmas Day 2014. The, I don't know, what are they called? Protagonists? The main character
Yeah.
of the
Well,
book. Actually, we should Google that later. Sorry. It was
the antagonist would be like
Was like the
the
bad
bad
guy,
guy,
right?
so makes
Okay.
sense.
Okay, well, so he is hanging out in his basement room at his parents' house. And his mom knocks on the door and walks down, and he's immediately like, "Mom, why, what the hell have I told you about coming into my room like that? You remember what happened last time?" And I will give you guys a solid 6 seconds to imagine what happened the last time his mom came barging into his grown adult basement room.
Probably the same thing she's been walking in on since he was a
Oh
teenager.
God, can you imagine how many socks she's probably picked up off the
Ugh.
floor and been like. At one point in the book, he describes having a damp pile of laundry. And you
Oh.
just, I remember when I read that part, I was like, John, why is it damp?
I don't want to know. Don't ask a question if you don't want the answer.
Yeah, so his mom's like, "Hey, everyone's over for Christmas. Why don't you come upstairs?" And he's like, "You know, I'm not gonna come upstairs." I mean, he didn't say that, I don't think, but like he said it with his eyes, I imagine.
It was implied.
He's like, "Bring me my food down here, wench." So, yeah, so she brings him a plate, and then he's like, has the audacity to be like, "This is like almost as good looking as Auntie so and so's, and bring me my cranberry sauce." And so she timidly goes upstairs to get him some more or some cranberry sauce, and he's just like sitting at his what did I call it? Control center,
Yeah, command center.
command center, something like that, where, you know, because he plays like those games, MMORPGQs, I don't know. Like World of Warcraft and all those like role playing games, like
Yeah.
online role playing game things. Side note, I don't judge anybody for playing those games. You do you, boo-boos. This guy's just like a real freaking douchebag, even in a book. He's not real and I can't stand him. Least he gets a happy ending, I guess.
Probably more
Anyway.
than one.
Anyway. And the first time we recorded this, we kept talking about Dewey from Scary Movie and how he's like, "I told you not to disturb me while I'm cleaning my room." And he's like at the vacuum and like everybody knows that he's sucking his penis up in the vacuum.
That
It's
poor
like
vacuum.
highly insinuated and maybe even said at one point. I think it is said at one point,
Yeah, I think it
"I told you not
is.
to stick your dick in the vacuum," or
Yeah,
whatever.
something along those lines.
But we also made a really cool reference to another movie one, but I'll save that one until we get to it. You guys just get to enjoy us not being on Google for 3 solid minutes trying to figure out his name. So, you're welcome, I guess. Man, that first episode would have just been fire. I'm sorry if we don't sound as cool as we did before, but I guess you'll never
Yeah.
know because you didn't get to hear it. Ugh. All right.
The second half will be better.
Yes, because we haven't gotten there yet. So it's fresh.
More genuine.
Right. Okay. So this guy, like, literally is like, I'm a master and the world isn't ready for me. And we don't know what he's a master of, but probably baiters.
Definitely.
With all of his damp laundry. So she comes down and gives him his cranberry sauce, and he dismisses her.
For more cranberry sauce.
Listen, ew, that's like one of my least favorite Thanksgiving.
Like
things.
Who?
I think like the only thing I like for Thanksgiving anymore is like green bean casserole and. Oh my gosh, who is ringing the doorbell? I'm so sorry, guys. Apparently, there's somebody at my front door. I would say Tim cut that out, but
he won't.
It's okay. Now the dogs are going. So
yeah,
here
it's
we
great.
Go. You know, there's like a pause button. We probably could have just. Oh well, it's good. Yeah. It's good. They're done. We're good. Okay, we're back.
Anyway, deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Yes.
Just good in general. But I was going to say, like, pie.
Definitely
oh
pie.
My gosh. Or my mom, when she puts, like, all the fruit in the Jell-O.
Yes, with the whipped cream on top.
Yes, just like, it's just literally like an old, one of those big gallon ice cream bowls, just full of fruit Jell-O.
And your dad's mustard gravy.
Oh, yeah, my dad's mustard gravy.
Anyway, we better move on because now I'm hungry.
I'm Homer Simpson drooling over here. I'm gonna go upstairs and eat more chicken nuggets.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Okay, anyway. So he dismisses his mom after he gets his cranberry sauce and like he's down there eating his food and doing douchebag shit, making more damn clothes or something. And then like someone knocks on his door and he's like, this is how he responds. Somebody knocks on the door and he goes, enter. I swear to God, if I knocked on someone's door and they said it like that, I would donkey kick that door open after I knew they were getting up off their asses
to answer
it. I
would like to see you donkey kick a door open.
I think if I put my all into it, I could donkey kick a door.
You'd
maybe.
Probably fall.
I definitely would fall, but I think I could at least kick the door. Maybe 1 foot. Maybe 1 foot. Anyway, so, like, his dad's like, John, are you down there? And I was like, well, where the fuck else would that old creepo be with his stupid damp laundry and his cranberry sauce? Like, it's not going anywhere.
Command center.
Yeah, and his command. I can't remember if it's command central or command center, but it's, like, something.
I don't know.
He's just such a pretentious a-hole. And, guys, we're literally, like, 4 pages into the book at this point, and he's just such a b-hole.
It's a whole canoe of douches.
Oh, God, yeah. So, like, his dad's like, come upstairs and open presents. And he's just like, fine, I'll be up to open presents. So he comes up and he gives his dad a little tinfoil square. And it turns out it's it's one of those, like, it's like a card, some sort of card for his computer. Because he's like, your computer is fast becoming insufferably slow. It's like that guy from Family Guy. Indubitably.
I love it.
It took a whole minute to load World of Legends earlier. Let me tell you, every time I get on my iPhone, it takes like 17 whole minutes for me to do anything on it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you have an iPhone. And it's a mini, so it takes forever to do anything and dies before you do it.
It's so cute, and it fits perfectly in my tiny little dainty princess hand. So.
Your princess hand.
Anyway, yeah. So, here's my favorite part. This is, like, where it cut off as I'm getting to my favorite part. So, like, they give him his present. Like, well, first he was, like, super butthurt because his dad was just like, oh, you gave me this graphics card thing that I don't know what to do anything with. And he's like, as though I hadn't saved him around 8.6 hours of booting up time per annum. I don't know what an annum is. I guess I'll Google it later.
I don't know.
Sounds kind of space technology like, I guess. I'm sure super smart people know. I don't, though. I mean, I'm not super smart.
I'm not computer smart, so.
Yeah, computers suck.
Yeah.
My iPhone suck, and that's like the easiest thing you can mess around on.
That's what Tim's for.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Shout out to
Tim,
everybody.
We appreciate you.
You see him, give him a high five. Probably don't.
Probably don't.
Weird, but like just mentally high five him. Yay, Tim. Anyway, so he gets this present from his parents and he opens it up and it's a, you guessed it, toaster. He's like, "Why the fuck did you guys give me this toaster?" And they're like, "For when you move out." And he's like,
Because we're kicking you out for Christmas.
he
Surprise!
says, "Why would I move out?" And they're like, "You're gonna turn 30 this year, John." 30. He turned 30, guys.
No,
He's
he's
turning
turning
30.
30.
My bad.
He's
He's
29.
29. He's living in his parents' basement. He's a douche canoe to them. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, when he comes up the stairs, he comes out and he says, "I emerged to the blinding 40-watt light of the kitchen and quickly donned my incredibly expensive sunglasses." He probably got them for Christmas last year from his mom and dad because I don't think he could afford them
I mean, or
himself.
maybe his 29th birthday.
Maybe. I guess it's a good. Anyway, so his mom's like, "You're gonna be 30. You need to move out." And he says, "Here's one of my actual favorite lines of the whole book." "So," I retorted, cutting them with my rapier wit. Is it rapier? Rapier?
Probably rapier. I feel like it
Rapier?
probably isn't
Rapier?
rapier.
His rapier wit. Pussy slasher underscore 1975 is almost 40 and he still lives at home. I changed his voice, guys. I'm sorry.
You
He
changed it
started
like
out.
four times. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, there. He's just douchey no matter what his voice sounds like. But. So, yeah. So he's like, pussy slasher underscore 1975 still lives at home. He's 40. And his mom's like, "Well, that's nice, but do you really need him as a role model in your life?" And he's like, "Ha, he's a level 200 paladin, mother." "If I can't aspire to that, what the hell should I be striving for?" And then his dad, without a freaking I imagine it's without a freaking hesitation, is like, "A job." Boom. He dropped that
Mic
mic
drop.
so hard. He's like, "Father, I'm making $50 a month now with my stories. See, I'm an author." And his dad laughed. His dad laughed in his face. "You published one book about fairies with large penises and you think you're an author?" We tried to find this book. It
We
doesn't
found so many other
exist.
ones, though.
Yeah, I did find some real good ones. So we got the hookup,
Yeah.
guys, but we did not find the fairy with the large penises book. I did find a coloring book about fairies, penis fairies, and queefs or something.
Penis fairies and queef storms.
Queef storms. Yeah, so I'm gonna get that coloring
Someone's at
book.
your front door.
So I lost my place because it rolled up. Okay, so yeah, we talked about how he is making $50 a month.
And his
And
dad said he needed a job.
yeah, so I told him to get a job. So he gets mad and he's like, "Have you been going in the basement while I've been at katana classes?" So here's where that other reference comes in that we're talking about.
Yes.
JP from
Grandma's boy.
Grandma's Boy. So I just picture this guy with his wraparound glasses and his flappy duster coat. And his katana sword strapped to his back, sitting at
Yes.
his computer playing World of Warcraft as his level 30 paladin, because he's not as good as Pussy Slasher
I like that he's
1975.
only a level 30.
Yeah. He's still making his way in the world. So, yeah. So he goes downstairs with his toaster and he's like down there throwing little baby fits and talking about spilling stuff in Minecraft and, you know. And so he opens the toaster box and he just starts like feeling it up and like fondling the toaster. And then he's like, "Soon I was consumed by it, holding my precious in my hands and surprising myself as I stumbled upon more and more feats of exquisite engineering." It's just like a shiny white toaster. As far as I can tell, it's just a shiny white
Is it a
toaster.
white toaster? Is it stainless
So I'm
steel? I
pretty sure he
mean,
says it's white. I can look real quick. I'll look real quick. Let's see. There's only so many pages in here. I didn't highlight this part. Now that I'm scrolling through. Now that I'm scrolling through,
well, now I feel like I need to know.
when his parents were like, first of all, look how much I highlighted on this.
Jeez, that's like the
Yeah.
whole
Yeah, I
page.
know, and I couldn't read it all because, you know, I don't want to get in trouble or I don't know
Right.
how that works, but I just kind of like told you little bits
Paraphrase
of it.
it.
But like once his mom's like his dad like, "You need to get a job, loser," his mom's like, "We just want what's best for you, dear." And he's like, this interaction is finished. And I bet he just did like the little hand.
The little neck cut.
Yeah, the little ksh. Somebody's at the door again, so that's cool. But at least it didn't go off this time. Man, I just know that we recorded me threatening your kid.
Oh yeah, probably.
With love, obviously. I just love him so much. Obviously
with love.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Where does it talk about this toaster? Yes, it was sleek and white.
Oh, okay.
So white that the wall behind the computer was briefly lit by the reflection from the monitor and the lines. The clean lines.
Oh, damn.
I hope I said that seductively enough for you guys. Anyway, so he's holding this toaster. He's getting all turned on by it. And he's really excited because after shoving his fingers in the toast slot, he realizes his exact words, modest penis. That's how he describes it. can fit in the toaster slot. In the toast slot.
Oh, jeez.
So he's really excited. But he's like, no. No. So he puts it off to the side. But that harlot of a toaster just wouldn't quit.
Slutty toaster.
It just sucked him in. He literally, one line was like, the toaster had me now. So, Dollar Store JP is sitting in the basement in his flapper coat and in wraparound glasses, and he's ogling a crisp white line toaster or whatever, and the toaster is saying, take me.
This toaster take saying, me now.
Take me, I'm yours. So he starts fondling the toaster and like shoving his fingers in the toast slot, and then like with
he's getting her ready.
And then here's another description of his penis size. My Mars bar sized penis. I'm going to post a picture. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of a Mars bar, like in comparison to like a ruler or something. And then I'm going to put it on Instagram so you guys can get a generalized idea of how sized this wiener was. He fantasized about what he was going to do to that filthy little machine. So he unsheathed his sword. And named her Morphe, by the way. He named the toaster Morphe. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And we're about to get into their first moment of passion. He, like, prepares her by shoving his hand in her toast slot. And then he, like, prepares himself with his other hand or whatever. And, like, he's literally hardcore hand fucking the toaster, calling her an animal and stuff. And And he's like, he says, are you ready to accept my steed, fair maiden?
My steed.
Wheezing hard, because now I think he's kind of, like, unhealthy and, like, out of shape as well. Like, have you guys ever seen the South Park episode where they're all playing World of Warcraft and they all get gross sitting on the chair and they, like, poop out of their backs into, like, a porter potty seats or whatever? Gross. That's what I imagine. He's, like, wheezing with his toaster. So finally, they reached the moment where he inserts his here's another description of his penis. He said a girth that several of his clanmates told him was completely in line with the national average. It's a perfectly normal sized penis.
Just to be clear, I just googled it and a Mars bar is 10 centimeters long.
Oh my gosh. How many inches is that? How many centimeters is 1 inch? Because I can't.
2 point something.
2 point. So that's.
So 10 centimeters, 2 inches.
Oh my goodness. So he's got like a 3 inch ween.
3.93. So.
But like the average size penis is like
4 inches.
I thought it was 6 inches.
No, I'm telling you his.
Oh. I was like, I thought the average size wiener was like 6 to 8 inches or something.
Somewhere around there.
So he starts. He shoves his modestly sized Mars bar, normally girthed wiener, into the toaster. Morphe squealed with inanimate delight, by the way.
How did the toaster squeal?
He said, oh God, Morphe, you're so tight. And he heard that once when a man said it to a real life female in a video that he saw.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And then he's like, so close. He's so close. And then she obviously tells him to, like, finish inside of her because, you know.
Obviously.
So, like, he does. But like he also comments throughout the book, like he knows he's gonna have to slather like a lot of ointment on his wiener because he pushed the I forgot to tell you guys, he pushed the tab down and smushed his ween in the toaster,
Oh.
like in between the wire mesh. And so, and then he was like literally thrusting into it, which, you know,
Ow.
yeah. So then he was like, obviously, I gotta take a break. So he put her in a drawer that was took a little bit of effort to get to, so he wouldn't be tempted to fuck the toaster too much, like
Yeah,
just
she
like a
needed to keep her
treat.
slutty gaze away from him.
He would call upon her whenever his sexual appetite demanded. And then it's like at the like the very last line in the books, like, when mother dared to ask if I would ever be using it to make toast, I scoffed loudly and said, "It deserves a lot more than that." And she didn't seem to understand. They'll never understand.
I wish that poor toaster could just make toast.
The poor toaster. That toaster
The
probably
poor
is like,
toaster.
why couldn't you just put a piece of bread in me and not
Right,
your
like.
modestly sized Mars bar normal girth wiener? And can you imagine? I don't think he cleans it out, so can you imagine how
Oh,
much.
it's just so gross. Maybe he uses his damp laundry to clean it out.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of it, a whole pile, it said. Damp laundry and dirty
Then you
dishes.
have to wonder if it's a two-slot toaster or a four-slot toaster.
You know what? I don't know if it said. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna look and see if
Like,
it.
was it a bagel toaster? Because there's a difference.
I think it's just like a.
Just a
I think it's like
run-of-the-mill
a.
$7 toaster.
I think it's like a two-slotter. I don't really see anything, but the picture on the front shows two slots
All right.
and it's a white toaster, so I'm gonna assume that that's the
Fair
right
enough.
toaster. So again, this book was called Taken by the Toaster, an inanimate love story by Dick Thumper. I'll post the cover on our Instagram, which is the I don't know if it's the or if it's like Freaky Book Bees, BEES, but like it's one or the other. I'll have to look into that. If you have any book requests, you can send out like you can copy them on there or whatever, send us like a message, or you can email us at freakybookbees, BEES, at gmail.com. Man, I gotta look and see if that's the. I've been telling you guys this, and what if it's been
Yeah.
wrong this whole time? I'm gonna look right now, guys. I'm gonna look right now and just make sure. Freaky Book Bees. So there's no the, it's just freakybookbees at gmail.com. So feel free to like email us with any requests or just to like chat it up or whatever. And I'll be working on getting more social media stuff. And when I, as I get it, I'll tell you guys. And listen, leave reviews if you can. I'm working on that too. And thank you for listening. And
You
we.
still have to read the dude's bio.
Oh my god, I never read you guys the dude's bio. Here I am trying to leave. All right, here.
Look, you
So
better
let
get
me
it
read you.
together.
I know, Dick Thumper's about the author. Dick Thumper writes explicit stories out of his parents' basement
Ugh.
about the kind of things his mom and dad have yet to catch him doing. When he's not lusting over household items, Dick can be found in any number of MMORPG worlds. That is
So
it.
Dick Thumper is Dollar Tree JP.
His parents continue to support him at the time of writing, but have stressed that if he continues to remain unemployed, they will be forced to take action. Pricks says that. I didn't say that. The book said that. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. So if you guys want to read that book, it's on Amazon. It's not on Unlimited. I had to pay 99 cents for it.
Worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it, 100%. I love the fact that this is going to be in my library forever. I'm going to keep it there. It's a trophy.
Yeah.
El Nino comes from the previous episode is available on Unlimited, and so is our very first episode, Sexnido. So thank you guys for listening, and we look forward to coming out with a whole bunch of fun new books for you guys to listen about.
Yeah, we've got a lot of them already picked.
Yes, we do. It's going to be fun. I hope you guys stick with us.